look like GNOME 3, because there is a problem in the current version of GNOME, which is that GNOME 3 requires 3D acceleration, and that doesn't work in many cards using just free software. So if you choose to use just free software, you will get what I call a second grade tailored desktop experience for you. And that's not good enough for us. We want everybody to have the best experience free software can give you. So what we did is take the GNOME panel fallback program they made and modify it a bit so it will resemble the previous version, so our users will have continuity in their usage. And we didn't include the GNOME shell, the one requiring 3D acceleration. I don't know, I think this is a problem with acceleration that is being worked on, but we will have an opportunity to ask the GNOME folks later, so I will not enter much in that. But this is the important thing about our project. Other than the software, and I'm very, very pleased that some of you and many of you are using this, and the FSF is using Triskel in their servers and in their desktop machines. That is very huge to me. I'm very honored with that. But other than the software, the other part of the Triskel project that I find very interesting is that it is a way to show all these very big free software projects, or so-called free software projects that otherwise are doing a lot of good, that they are making pretty big mistakes. Like this thing with GNOME, that I think it's being fixed, but still it was a very big mistake for this release, that you will need in many cases no free software to run it. That's not good for a GNOME, for a GNU official project. Other things, other projects that are doing, that are selected to do things that are not good will be Ubuntu, which of course we are making a free derivative because they are not very concerned with freedom after all. Instead of using the Linux kernel, they are, the Linux people is also a people that is not very well concerned with freedom, so they include a load of non-free stuff in it. So we needed to do a modified version, which is called Linux Libre, as you, many of you already know. Linux Libre has become an official GNU package, I think this last week or something like that, which is very good. So we package this kernel, we modify this GNOME, so all these steps are for our users to be able to use just free software, and also as a statement to raise awareness on the original projects that they are doing things that are wrong. They should be focusing more in user freedom, but because that's what these projects are all about. To do some true of what he said, that I will be showcasing Triskel, I will click in here and show you that we have many programs in here. And the first one you can see is what we call a browser. It's a very generic name because Firefox technically isn't free software. So we needed to put a different thing in here. Firefox comes with three licenses, one of them being the GPL. You can choose to use the GPL, so why is it isn't free software after all? Because the license is one of the legal regulators of how the user can manage the code, but they put on top of that the trademark license. And the trademark license the Mozilla Foundation is using now is not good enough, because it says that you cannot distribute modified versions of Firefox unless you change all the branding. That's not an easy thing to do. And even if you keep the branding, you cannot charge for the thing. You cannot have a distribution fee. And commercial usage is a freedom that we need, because this isn't just a hobby. This can be a way to do your living with. Like this guy who sells Triskel loaded computers, he couldn't do that if we didn't sort out this problem, because you are not allowed to charge for distributing Triskel bundled with other things. Distributing Firefox bundled with other things or other extensions, if you don't previously modify all the naming and artwork. This is the same mangled kind of trademark licensing that Ubuntu is doing. This is the reason why we're striping out all the Ubuntu branding from Triskel. It's not because we want to appear as we are doing all the job. No, Ubuntu is doing a lot of things. They are doing very good job, but they do very big mistakes too. They put a bunch of non-free software, and also on top of that, they say you cannot sell this software if you don't change the trademark first. So that's a limitation on what the user can do, which is not good. Other of the reasons we modified Firefox and make our a browser with it is that the Mozilla Foundation is doing other mistakes on top of this trademark thing. They stopped including binary blobs in it long ago. That was fixed, but they still will recommend you through the extensions page, which is, I don't have, I'm not connected, but if you go to add-ons, it will show you a list of add-ons that you can install, and this will recommend you non-free software if you use Firefox. So what we did, we made our own list of extensions that are, they are checked for freedom, for licensing and everything, so we have a different list that is checked. They also set Firefox by default with some privacy issues, like having third-party cookies enabled by default. We don't do that. And there are other minor concerns. So this is not only a way to make our users able to work only with free software, but also what I want this to be is like a shout out to the Mozilla people, and I'm taking the opportunity here that from this big event for them to acknowledge that they are doing things wrong and they can easily fix them and work better with freedom and freedom loving people like we all are. There are other tasks in Triskel intended to make the system freer. I like when I see that these kind of statements we make from the free software, the real free software community we are in, fully free distros and fully free projects, some of these things are working. As an example, with LibreOffice, we no longer have this problem like the Firefox still have of recommending non-free add-ons and non-free plugins, because when the LibreOffice project started, they acknowledged the problem and they started working on a new list of additions that is only including free software and free licensed plugins. So when we make this kind of software, we are not only making tools, we are making statements, and I think you should take your time to talk with, if you're not using a fully free distro. One thing to do is hop into a fully free distro like Triskel could be, or if you want to continue using your own software you're already using, you should write to the developers and make them know that they're not doing as good as they could, and they should be putting these freedom bugs, freedom errors, in the top of their priority list. Because, as an example, Linux Libre doesn't contain any firmware blob, so that will mean, in a practical way, that some things will not work. So, how does it help? If every major distributor will do that, will include only free software, the hardware vendors will know there's a problem, and they will work to make free drivers, and they will always license with free license, with GPL or any other free software license. But why are they not doing this? Because if the major distributions are not bothering with it, why should they? And if ourselves as users don't bother protesting to these distributors and saying, hey, you are distributing no free stuff in here and you call yourself a free software project, isn't this all about making our users free? So if everybody will complain and every major distributor will say, well, for a while things will be a little bit broken, but this will make all the vendors realize that if they want their machines to work on the free world, they need to write free drivers and they need to distribute only free drivers. But we already got to a way of doing this wrong. Everybody is already including non-free drivers, non-free blobs. There are many non-free drivers that are mistaken for free drivers. Like an example will be with the 3D acceleration, the reason we couldn't have GNOME 3 with GNOME shell working as intended by the GNOME people is that only Intel cards have proper 3D acceleration now. But that's it. That's becoming a very tiny part of... Sorry? I was about to say this. That's why I added the proper part. Nouveau is a very, very good project, and it's coming along very nicely. I love the project. It's still a bit in development. It's still a bit experimental. Well, then I'm happy to be corrected. I stand corrected, and I'm happy to know that it's now stable. But that's not the really important part. The important thing to me is that NVIDIA is not doing anything. It's not helping the project. This is being done by reverse engineering because no big distributor is saying to NVIDIA, no, we will not distribute your stuff. We will only distribute a free driver if you make it. If everybody will have done this years ago, the Nouveau project will not be required because we will have a free alternative. Well, that's it. That's the details. But I'm very happy with how the NVIDIA cars are starting to work now. That's very good. But yeah. Oh, but I think it's worse for the AMD ATI cards because they are posing as free. Everybody thinks the Radeon drivers are free, and they are sort of not, because there's a firmware blob that is required for enabling 2D basic 2D acceleration, video acceleration like the XB extensions, and 3D acceleration, and now even for some cards, you need the blob to make proper screen resolution calls, mode settings. So since every distributor thinks that the Radeon driver is free, all of them are including it without acknowledging that there is a problem in there. And the developers for the Radeon projects always think, well, the firmware will always be present because everybody is shipping with it. So they didn't even bother to make the driver work when the firmware is not present. And many things could work, but they just break. If you take out the blob, many things that could be worked around are just breaking because everybody thinks it's a free project. It is not. You can find information in places like freedesktop.org, and it will say AMD has this non-free driver, which is FLGRX or something, a very strange name, which is completely non-free, like the NVIDIA, the proprietary NVIDIA one is. And they have this other, which is free, and it's the Radeon one. This is not really free. And
5 minutes.
Okay, question? Well, we started with Debian. Triskel started as a Debian-based project, and we moved to Ubuntu. Mostly at the same time that Nuisance did the other way around. It was sort of planned, not really, but we talked about it in that moment, that days, and it was an interesting move because Ubuntu needs a free derivative because it's now about half the desktop GNU Linux users are using Ubuntu. We need a free derivative. So they moved to Debian because they wanted to support a new architecture for the remote computers, for the MIPSO architecture, and that's where they moved to Debian. We moved to Ubuntu for different reasons, to support a larger amount of users that could be Ubuntu users that will want more freedom. We wanted to give them something to work on. But also because we liked, as developers, we liked having the 9-month cycles. They are useful. But that's practical stuff, not really that much important. This guy wants to kick me out, so...
No. Can I just ask, when you ask a question, you just repeat the question on the microphone.
Okay.
For the streaming people, because they can only hear you responding, and they can't hear the
questions. Okay, the question then was, why don't we use Debian? So many people ask that because it looks like easier if you use Debian. We don't care about how much work it is. There are other important things to use as a reason for working on this or that. But one thing that you can... It's very representative of how Ubuntu is not caring, is that Debian, they have the non-free stuff in a place called non-free. They write it in red everywhere. It's not enabled by default. And it's very easy to tell that you are using non-free if you want to. I would prefer a lot that Debian didn't distribute by themselves anything that wasn't free. If you want to install whatever you like, do whatever you like. This is a private computer. I will not tell you what do you have to install. But a free software distributor should not be giving non-free software. That's what I don't like about Debian, and that's why these guys are not recommending Debian in the FSF pages. But what can you think about Ubuntu doing sort of the same stuff, but calling the non-free part multiverse, so nobody can tell what is in that multiverse, and the other part is called restricted. Restricted, what does it mean? You need to a password to download this stuff, or no? It means it is not free, and they are including it in the main. If you have an Ubuntu CD, it comes with non-free and restricted and multiverse stuff in it. Question?
So you were talking about the video chipsets. The three big manufacturers are basically Intel, AMD, and NVIDIA. So you said Intel, there's no binary blob. Nuvo, I'm not sure. And if you know
Nubo has a firmware part that gets generated. I understand it gets generated on the run, but it's generated using free software. It's not
but
a problem.
Is there a bug somewhere in there that something has to be corrected in Nubo?
I don't think there is.
Okay, so
it used to be. At the first incarnations of Nubo, they were using some non-free blobs, but they got around it, and they are generating the blobs now. So
I just wanted to confirm that. I also feel that it's at a point where we can say that it's stable. The second small question about a browser, is there a reason why Ice Weasel wasn't used? Are you not, use something from another
Well, version? The question is, why are not using Ice Weasel, or I will add to that, IceCat, instead of making our own browser?
Because they seem like the same.
It's pretty much the same, yeah.
The add-ons? Is that the thing that you guys
do? I don't know if Debian is addressing the problem with the add-ons. Probably not, but they are only addressing the trademark concerns. But the thing is, we could use, probably not that one, but we should be probably using IceCat, which is GNU's version of Firefox, to acknowledge all these same problems. But we are generating this with a script that wipes Firefox out of the bad stuff. So we are not using, actually, the IceCat source code. So we wouldn't want any confusion, like saying it is the same project, we are using their code, because it will mean that many people will send bugs to the wrong maintainers. But other than that, it's pretty much the same thing.
Who hosts the add-ons? Are the add-ons still hosted by Mozilla, just filtered, or?
Well, if I could show it with connection, you will see that there's a page in the Triskel website that is sort of like a wiki. You can add whatever plugins or add-ons you want if they are free and they can be checked by other people in a community effort.
Who's server?
They are hosted by Mozilla, but we only link to the final files. You cannot get to redirected to the to their page, which could be a concern because we will, on the end, sending people to the wrong place.
So it's just a filtered list?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something.
So verify that.
Something like that is an effort that we shouldn't need.
Yeah.
If Mozilla, that said they are a free software project, were really concerned about that, they will say, oh, you're making a non-free plugin. It's okay, but leave it in your page. Have a page for it, a project, and or sell it, or whatever you want to do with it. But we will not distribute it or recommend it, because we are a free software project. And Mozilla is not doing this.
Do you think it's acceptable for Mozilla, for example, to just have those non-free plugins identified very visibly? Or is that not enough, and they should actually be...
You should never recommend it. You should never... say, well, this is not good, this is bad, this is not free, but have it anyway. But sense does it make?
No, but that's different. Recommendation is different than just listing them. I mean, do you feel listing them?
Why?
Recommendation?
For a free software project, non-free stuff is not something to think about. It's not free. Why? You don't need even to name it. Just this plugin that is not free. While listening, it is not interesting at all. It's not interesting for ourselves, for free.
It's not interesting for the movement. It might be interesting because it fits a need for the user.
Well, if you want to install it, you can find that project and install it on your own. But the thing is, free software distributors have a commitment and a responsibility to their users. And that commitment and responsibility should never allow them to even list non-free software. If the user wants to work around this and install whatever they want, they're free to do that, but we should never be a way to get to that software. There's Google for that, if they want.
We have time for one last question, so make it a good one. please read out the question on the microphone.
What time is the Unit Crisco release coming out?
Well, that's a good one.
I just checked and not,
yeah,
not
yet, because I thought I will have a little more time to work in the final steps while in here. But this is such a wonderful place with so many things to do that I couldn't find time. There's so many interesting people to talk to, so many places to go. Well, I'm sorry to let you guys down, but it will probably, if I can find some time today, it could be released tomorrow, but I think that couldn't be good because I may do mistakes due to rushing. So probably next week. That could be better for everyone.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ruben.
Oh, and a plaque goes in here. We have Triskel keychains to sell. I'm also going to plug these guys. This is a free software membership card. Some of you, many of you, have one. I think all of you should have one. They will give you this card with Triskel in it. So you can get a version of Triskel with your free software membership. And also, we have a membership program for Triskel now. We give these much better looking keychains that I'm having with me. So if you want to become a Triskel member, I can make this happen for you today. Or you can just buy the keychains if you want.
They are really nice. So thank you very much, Ruben. All right, so here's the first of our breaks. Feel free to grab some coffee, grab whatever food is left over. In 10 minutes' time, we have David Sugar, and David Sugar is stood in the doorway, so that means he's here for his talk, which is great. And I have to run around the building looking for David. So back in 10 minutes' time. And the break applies to both rooms, so there's nothing going on. You're not missing anything right now. People... Yeah, 1 sec. Sorry. And people on the stream, we're going to have stream 2 back up very shortly, okay? We're going to go dead for a few minutes while we